It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello! Wow. Welcome to Comedy Shoeshine, episode 113. Probably sound a little different this time, and it's because Sam is here live in the studio. How you doing, Sam?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm right here. You know how good I am.
Yeah, it's amazing they can... Yeah, that's true. I didn't need to ask that. I can see...
You can look at me. You can look how horribly I'm doing.
You don't
just
look good.
Look right
so,
at me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not good. I can't really hide it anymore, how bad I'm doing.
So Sam doesn't look good. Yeah, we'll still try to go. No, I was thinking, like, it's amazing. People could probably tell the difference in how fast you can respond. So, like, because you're here, you know, normally there's a bit of delay. But I bet if I go, like, respond right now.
Got it.
Yeah, see?
So fast.
Got it.
I was going to say, I think I did this last time I came over here to record, but I don't know if you give people an inside. I don't know if you give people an inside look at your studio ever, but when I first came in, I thought it was a big sex swing. I don't know if people know that you're suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, it's the only, I mean,
it makes sense. You record so long, you don't want your body, on a chair or whatever.
Gravity is podcasting's natural enemy.
Yeah. I can't believe I never thought of that.
Yeah.
It's weird looking up, having to look up to see you on the ceiling, but it does look way more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can record. We're basically face to face because I'm hanging upside down and then Sam's right in front of me. So it's it's good.
I just want to give everyone a visual just so while they're listening, they can kind of imagine what it's like.
I can tell you to get right up on that mic because I can see you.
Oh, yeah, you want me to get up closer like this right on the mic? Can you hear me faster if I'm closer?
No, but there'll be less bleed. I can turn you up. No, I can turn you down, and then there's less of me in your mic. That's the benefit of this kind of mic.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're in the same room for some weird reason. It's the first time I've seen you in years.
Yeah. I don't know why I came down here. There's no reason, really.
No. Yeah, I was surprised. I just assumed you weren't going to. But
no, I did.
Yeah, no, you did. I don't know why you did. I'm sure you won't make that mistake again.
Well, trying to make things easier for you. Plus, we're doing this a day early, and I don't know, are you releasing this early, or what are we doing?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, okay. We'll do that again, where we talk about it being early, and then, like, people hear it, and they're like, this wasn't early.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like, I mean, we do the extra boner every week. Week in, week out, we're putting in hard boners.
Not this week,
you.
But every other week.
No, this week, too. We'll put in a boner.
Okay.
Or will we? Maybe you're right. Maybe we could do it early instead of a boner. But anyway, so we should probably talk about things, I guess.
That was most of my material was just coming down here.
Yeah. You were so out of material, you had to do a desperate, like a big move.
Yeah, I was like, maybe if I show up there, I'll think of stuff. Or
so stupid. Got it. What if when you're talking to someone literally 4 feet away, like we are, like if you said, got it, like as the sound, like you, I got your sound.
That's the joke. All right. Well, you starting or what? What do you want to do? What do you got?
Well, I mean, I was going to talk about the Exxon thing for a second. I think it's kind of funny. But,
okay.
So I was watching Vice News that's on HBO. It was really cool, actually. First, there's this mega babe that was in Syria. She was like covering Syria. You should check her out. You would like her.
Did you guys catch Vice on HBO? Unreal. Yeah.
Mega babe for a Syrian reporter. Yeah. Syrian correspondent.
Phil, we were there.
But that was depressing and horrible. And it's like millions of people are dying and no one cares. Dude, On HBO, I'm going to get all political, I guess. No, but you know, tens of thousands of people. You can look at the footage of cities ruined, like bombed to shit, just kids like dying and all that shit. And meanwhile, here people are like, we can't let, you know, we're letting 10,000 and that's enough. Because like one out of a billion might shoot one person. Like even though everybody shoots everybody all day in this country. It's anyway, so it's really depressing. If you just watch all that footage of like how horrible things are, I can't imagine not wanting to just help refugees. Like they're refugees. Like they're coming to do terrorism. They're just, they have no house, no anything. But anyway, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But on the other part of that, the show was what I was going to talk about, which is, I don't know if you know this or if people know this, but like, It's well documented now from like internal memos and crap that oil companies have known about climate change for like 30 or 40 years. That there's a bunch of internal emails. They're like, hey, the planet is dying. Okay, well, what should we do? Well, we'll try to just pretend it's not, essentially. And so like
the first email was like, we need to start building a giant spaceship to get off of this planet. Don't ask me why yet, but let's just start.
Can it be oil powered? Yeah.
How anyway. Fast can we get off of this? let's look for other planets.
Yeah. Don't bother projecting profits too much longer. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
Ahead of time, there should just be a line that says, like, end of Earth. But what is amazing about it is, and I just thought it'd be funny to talk about, you know, like, hardcore conservative, like, the Fox News, the fact that our, you know, family, our whole family is pretty much just Fox News family. Mm-hmm. And it's just, what amazed me about it is, how obvious it is that all the right-wing positions are just what big businesses want. Like, it couldn't be more. And it's amazing that so many poor people take it on and are like, yeah, this is what we should do because it's best. Like,
and they're getting taken advantage of by the big companies. So weird.
Yeah, it's exactly the thing. Like, I don't know what all the correct answers economically are. Like, obviously there's some line of regulation that's, but you know, you could overregulate or whatever, but like for all those positions that people have, the Fox News conservative position that I'm fresh off of debating our dad on my other podcast, essentially. This old guy that was a Trump supporter that was pretty much like debating dad, although I don't know if he would support Trump, but maybe he does by now. But anyway, I wouldn't know because
I don't know if dad supports Trump.
That's what I was saying.
Oh
I don't know. I think by now he probably, who knows? We can only guess because
I'm actually sort of interested to know that.
Yeah. But now Fox News is pro-Trump, so eventually he would come around.
Yeah.
I would think.
So, well, the alternative, he wouldn't go for the alternative, of course.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it just struck me how like obvious it is. Dude, it's the exact same thing with cigarettes. It's literally the same thing. This was the point Vice News was making. Like, yeah, when the cigarette companies had internal memos saying, oh, these things kill the fuck out of people. And they're like, what do we do? Well, let's go on and just keep saying the same thing. Oh, the science isn't out. The science isn't out. They did the same fucking identical. Science isn't out. Oh, well, you know, there's science isn't totally. And you can see there's a bunch of clips of Exxon people doing this. And it's just what amazes me is, I don't know that climate change is going to end the world. Like, there's some danger, like, when you watch Cosmos or whatever, and it turns out as it gets worse, it makes it get even worse. Like, it's a feedback loop where as it gets a little warmer, then things are worse at cooling off or whatever. And, like supposedly, that could be what happened to Mars, and eventually you just have an uninhabitable planet. I don't know if that's, like, too dire of a thing, but it's a guarantee, like, it's 100% scientifically a guarantee that in about 100 years, the ocean's going to be like 3 feet higher. And that takes out like...
What about the waves better surfing? Yeah.
That was what the focus of this was. Like, okay. Imagine
there's one positive.
Yeah.
Let's look on the bright side.
Imagine the hang time on these waves. Yeah. No, like it, and that doesn't sound amazing, except it would, you know, millions of people, the cities will be ruined. Like, just all kinds of places will be ruined. It'll be billions and billions
head
of dollars.
Head for the hills.
Yeah. And all those people are the people who are like, nah, science isn't out. And it's what amazed me is, I don't know if I have a good punchline for it, but it's just so fucking stupid that already even Republicans are finally coming around. But what they should be doing is saying like, holy shit, we were trying to ruin the world. And now, sorry about that. Like, well, God, I can't believe we were trying to actually ruin Earth. Like, literally, we're trying to make people die if we could. They're not going to say that. Well, okay, so what do we do about it, I guess? We can do, you know, it'll, people never fucking apologize or realize, you know, like, even our brother and, you know, sister, whatever, sister and our brother-in-law, like, now they've moved from this is a total hoax that, you know, Hillary Clinton invented or somebody invented. They moved from that to, like, well, it's happening, but, you know, they're still, like, nitpicking on some science about it or something. They're inevitably going to move because the ocean's rising, you know, and it's, you can see it everywhere, and the evidence is totally clear. Inevitably, they'll embrace it, but they'll never say, people, Fox News people, right-wing people, they'll never fully be like, oh, yeah, what we were doing was fucking retarded, and we were obviously just believing bullshit that oil companies were selling us. Sorry about that. I guess I could see why you wouldn't find us reliable on anything else, because we're obviously buying a line of bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, there's never going to be that level of apology on anything.
Well, people don't even do that on the smallest level of any mistake they ever make. So they definitely wouldn't do it on a larger level.
Isn't it amazing, though? Like, they could literally be, like, costing millions of, like, homes, at least. I mean, who knows what the actual damage will be, but homes and coastline and all that, like, not doing anything about it. And they'll never recognize that it's, and it's the same with the fucking regulation stuff. Like, the line of bullshit that the guy gave me that I was arguing with is, like, you need a businessman to go solve all the, like, country's problems. Mm-hmm. Dude, that would be a funny thing for you to talk about, too, because you're a successful businessman. So naturally, you know all about how to run the economy, right? Like,
totally.
So don't, successful businessman Sam Smith ready. What's the first step to fixing the economy? Is getting people back to work.
Yeah, well, we need to bring back old jobs that we don't need people to do anymore, first off.
Well, and it couldn't be worse, because you might have an argument if Trump was someone who started out, he was poor, and then in his parents' garage, he invented a widget, and then he, like, marketed it. And so all he did was inherit millions. And then you buy real estate. There's nothing easier to do than that. Like, dude, if someone gives the dumbest fucking moron in the world $10 million, and he's like, I mean, I guess he can't be, like, literally the dumbest fuck. But if he's just has a couple brain cells and thinks, hey, I'll buy the one thing that never fails, which is property. Like, you could make some bad deals or whatever, but it's never going to be worthless.
As long as you don't sell it right away when it goes down or whatever.
And Trump has accumulated a bunch of property, and that's all there is to it. Like, what I just described is the extent of, like, the business acumen.
That's the calculation. Yeah. The full calculation of his wealth.
And so, naturally, that means you understand inflation, the different the rates that the Fed control. You understand all the macroeconomics of the entire country.
Rest of the world, how the it world. Affects. Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever. Well, yeah, but the most important thing is he's draining the swamp. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
he doesn't necessarily need to know that, but he's just bringing in all the right people that are definitely not politicians to fix it all up in here. Anyway, we're doing your show now, and then our show is after this one.
Sorry, go ahead. I thought I had a funny thing to say
about
that.
Yeah, where's the joke, though? It's just sad and, like, depressing.
I can't believe how obvious it is that it's just for whatever fucking big companies want, and then all these poor idiots who watch Fox News embrace it like it's the solution to everything. It's just pissing me off. I guess it's not funny. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. What is? I'll try to help a little. Give a thought a little.
You know, you're here in person. Yeah. Maybe you could see how much I'm struggling right now. No. Help a brother out.
No, I agree with you, but I think is weird specifically is, like, what is the mindset of, like, our parents or, I mean, I guess our sister and brother-in-law are pretty successful financially now, not like millionaires or anything, but. There's a lot of people who agree with that are, like, poor.
Yeah, and this guy argued with.
Yeah, and I think, like, so their mindset must be, okay, the right way to do things, the way to make money is not how Trump did, but being, like, conservative. But they also have to think, well, I couldn't do that. Like, I know that's the right thing to do for businesses, but I failed at it. But I still believe it's right. You know, like, if they looked at the whole model of America where so many people are dirt poor, they're thinking that they're poor because what? Like, why are they poor? Why is that guy poor?
Because regulation gets in the way of businesses who would hire them or something.
So if they got rid of the regulations, he would all of a sudden have money.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks. Rich. Okay. I was trying to think, because if you were rich, then I could see going like, yeah, I'm going to agree with
that. That's exactly right. Yeah. If you're one of these corporations, I can see, I'm opposing this plan to pay poor people more money because I don't want to pay them more money. Oh, okay. I get that argument. But yeah. It's amazing. That's the part I was trying to make funny. It's not really funny. It's more depressing and weird. But like so many idiots have taken that on. And again, like there's a fine line. Obviously, you can overregulate to death. But so many of these things, it's just if you look at income inequality, it's worse than it's ever been by a bajillion, million, billion dollars. And it's like, well, how much of a problem is it going to be if there's like a little bit more tax or a little bit more regulation on high, you know, million, multi-billion dollar companies? But anyway, go on. You do something funny.
All right. Let me think of something funny. All right. That's funny. Oh, okay. I was talking to somebody that we were, whatever, talking to some people about Princess Bride and laughing about, you know, talking about lines from that movie. And then someone, we were talking about Fred Savage and how he was like the master of the 80s and all that. Yeah. And then, so someone said, oh, what about, you know, The Wizard, you know, the movie, The Wizard, of course.
Yeah, because we just watched that. Yeah. I can't remember if we talked about it. But
so I was thinking about that movie and I said, yeah, that movie was good. And then I said, I actually just watched that, you know, how, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever that was.
Yeah, probably like a year.
A year, yeah.
Probably 10 years ago. It was in the 80s, actually.
But I was thinking of something and I wonder how many other people, the people I was talking to, one guy was like, oh yeah, I totally have that same feeling. But I was thinking how weird it is to be 36 now and watch a movie from the 80s that I watched when I was 9 or 8 or whatever I was. But I remember watching, is it Wizard or The Wizard?
I think it's The Wizard.
The Wizard. Okay. I was watching The Wizard. And when I was 9, the girl, remember the girl character?
Oh, God, she was like, about this all the time.
Yeah. She was like an attractive babe, like an older, hot, or whatever.
Yeah.
And even though I'm 36, when I watch it, I still have part of my kid brain going like, oh, yeah, look at that, like the 9-year-old. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, she's 9. Or whatever, she is 10 in the movie. But you can't. It's weird how even 20 years or whatever is 30 years later, you still have that part of your brain that remembers being attracted to the 9-year-old.
Well, I was going to leave it. Yeah, I was going to leave out the part where I still was attracted to the 9-year-old. I don't have that. But I do. I did the same thing. I remember thinking this girl is a babe. Like there's so many kid movies where as a kid, as a 8-year-old, you see an 11-year-old girl and you're like, oh my God, this girl's such a fox. And you look now and she's like, what would that have been? Like there's no, they don't have any features. They have no, like it's what, how did that even work? It's so weird.
Movie makers know how to make like a cool kid girl that's attractive to the kid watching it. But yeah, I'm not saying I'm still attracted to a 9-year-old, but I'm, what I'm trying to say is there's still part of my brain that is a 9-year-old and remembers being attracted to that thing, whatever it was. And it's still there a little bit.
It's really weird.
It is weird, yeah. It's sort of uncomfortable. Anyway, that's all I had.
But I was more just puzzled about it because there was some other movie where I did the same thing. I was like, God, I was so into that girl. I remember being like super into this girl. Yeah. It's nothing now. Dude, actually, I have a similar one. So Lydia, while I was doing some sort of work or whatever, she'll watch movies sometimes and I'll edit on the laptop. And so she had on 10 Things I Hate About You. Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I had never seen it. It's the one with Heath Ledger. And it's from like 1999. And as Heath Ledger, it has the guy from Third Rock from the Sun, you know, that the kid or whatever.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Yeah. So two Heath Ledgers, and for those counting. No, you know, the kid from Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah. He's doing all the stuff now.
Yeah. I don't know.
He was in Inception or whatever.
Yeah. I can't remember.
But he was still like kind of a kid back then.
Yeah.
And so
you
she had it on.
To him.
And but yeah. I remember thinking, why was I so into that guy
at the time?
And I'm still into him.
Yeah.
But no, it's the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen. But as I finished editing, and she was like, oh, we can turn this off. And I was like, yeah, there's only like 20 minutes left. I was like, all right, I'm just going to watch it. And I was realizing something about watching stuff, and it's related to what you were saying, kind of. Watching something from 20 years ago or from the time that I remember like being a kid and whatever, yeah, I couldn't stop watching. I was just watching the things, like the cars, the computer, like just all the features and being like, that is how things were a second ago. And now they're not like that. And I was just thinking like, we didn't evolve to deal with nostalgia like that. Like no fucking monkeys didn't evolve to see like the full video and audio experience of what their monkey lives were like 20 years ago. And like all the change in monkey technology. It's I can't
monkey
even deal
technology
with
it. Is insane now. God, dude, it's probably too late actually.
Yeah.
But You could almost still invest in monkey technology. It's, I think it actually still has a way to go.
Well, I saw some internal monkey memos that were like, the world's, this monkey technology is killing the world. We got to get out of here. Build a monkey spaceship.
So many times I've thought of that one because, you know, I already have kids.
Yeah.
Neener, neener, neener.
Yeah.
And but we took a bazillion videos of our daughter when she was little, and I don't want to watch them. It's just depressing.
Well, that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, she's eight now almost.
She's almost eight?
Yeah.
She's aged like 2 years since the time we've been recording this, apparently.
And she's almost eight.
Jesus.
Yeah, so her, when you, it's weird when you see the picture or even pictures or videos of her as like a one-year-old, you're just like, oh, that was a thing that died. Like, it's not her. It's sort of her, but not at all her. It's like a different human that each year or two, it's a totally different human that was alive for that amount of time.
I don't know why we bother during the first like 6 years of parenting. Like, why they're not going to remember it.
No, they don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, we shouldn't even have videos and stuff like that. There's no reason.
Can't deal with it.
No. Like you said, yeah, we could have easily just gone along in our monkey way, just still being monkeys and eating grass or whatever the hell we ate, and just forever. It's so, it must have been so much easier to deal with.
And not knowing when you're going to die. I mean, you would still always have a nostalgia feeling, I'm guessing, but isn't it weird that like not too long ago, technology just didn't change. Like you would live your whole life and... it was like, wow, the printing press is amazing. And then like 70 years later, you'd be
stop
like, yeah.
Stop the presses. It's the printing press.
You'd be like, man, this printing press is still the best invention that we've had. There's been nothing since then.
Yeah, or I don't know if that's when... like crazy.
Yeah, that maybe that's when stuff did start like going faster. But if you were, if you lived from 1200 and you lived 100 years to 1300...
nothing happened.
Nothing changed. Like literally nothing changed. The same... it might have gone backwards. Like, there's just nothing.
Yeah, what the hell happened in those days?
Isn't that weird?
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I mean, things happened, but I mean, advancements is like, they probably got like fire a little hotter or something. They like were able to melt some stuff.
Yeah, they built some like horse-drawn carriage a little bit. Yeah, did they even have that? I don't know.
I don't even know.
They have horses?
I don't remember any of that. It's weird.
It's almost like I wasn't there. Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell happened from like... 10,000
dude, for
1,
most of history, things didn't change. Like, you just, your life is, you could think, oh, 12 generations ago, same technology. We're all just shooting arrows and like doing whatever. It's so weird.
Just randomly shooting arrows, hoping to hit something.
Yeah.
I was going to say, as monkeys, when you were saying we had nostalgia as monkeys, I wonder what that was. Like,
yeah, monkey nostalgia.
You went by an old tree that you pissed on like a couple years before and you smelled it and you're like, oh, yeah. I remember
you threw a really good turd at that tree. Like,
I remember peeing on this tree. That was
well, I mean, this, I'm sure your first monkey lay was somewhere during the... God, I don't
remember. No one will forget that. I remember the monkey. I don't see the monkey now.
Yeah, so the same as humans is what I'm saying.
Feel the fur of the monkey. God. All right. Well, I have one other one. What was I watching? I was watching the Kings. I went to the Kings game.
Oh, yeah. Were you going to talk about the trade? Is that worth talking about?
I don't know if anyone cares about that. But basically, well, I guess it's sort of funny how principled I am because other people were making fun of, or not making fun
of
me.
No, you should talk about, well, or do you want to not talk about your newfound Twitter fame?
Nah, I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
But yeah, just, I, you know, we live in Sacramento. The only professional team we have actually in Sacramento is the Sacramento Kings. And I played basketball my whole life and, well, up until I got old and fat, but. I always loved basketball and I wanted to root for a team, but the Kings are just a terrible franchise and never win anything. After the early 2000s, they were good. But anyway, I had season tickets for a couple of years and then they drafted this player that is had become like their franchise player, and he's the most annoying player I've ever watched in any sport I've ever watched. He leads the league in technical fouls. He complains on every foul call with his baby whiner face.
Yeah, he's the worst.
And I couldn't take it anymore. So I stopped watching the games. And the hilarious thing is, or the ironic thing maybe, I don't know what the word is, but they were playing in a like a fucking barn for like 20 years.
Yeah.
The worst arena in professional sports that I went
to. Yeah, they almost
games at.
Left. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, big NBA fans will probably know, but like.
No, they were like 95% of the way out. I thought they were moving and I didn't even care. It was so annoying. And then somehow, by some miracle, they stayed because a billionaire bought the team and they built a brand new arena downtown, like state-of-the-art arena. And I hate this player so much, I hate watching him so much, that I refused to go to the new arena. It's been open for since the beginning of this season.
Yeah, I hate basketball, and I went to the new arena before you somehow.
I wouldn't go. Just,
someone offered me tickets. I was like, yeah, all right, whatever, I'll go.
But I guess this is sort of funny to talk about how, like, I don't know if it's a principle, what the word is, but
yeah.
I wouldn't go support it. And the funny thing is that I don't matter. Like,
no,
I'm one person
don't matter.
That spends no money on that at all. But I still...
20 people don't matter.
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't even...
Yeah,
1,000
people don't matter. But still, it sort of matters that you go, well, if I do this, that's all I can do. It's like voting, I guess, but that's all I can do. I mean, I can't say, well, I don't matter, so I'm just going to go to the game and give them my money to watch someone fucking complain the whole game.
Well, it would be one thing if, like, you would enjoy it, but you're like, I can't go do this thing that I want to do because I've got to make a stand.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, well, it doesn't fucking matter. It's like, oh, you know what it is? It's exactly like... Lydia does this, and I honestly, I don't care, but I'm also like, what? This is not worth doing. Hmm. She'll pick out if there's a CEO of a company that's like, you know, murdered a gay person or done something horrible or like said really bad things about some group of people, which is most companies. Yeah. There's pretty much all companies.
Please
so just
don't
no
tell
companies.
McDonald's. Please tell me McDonald's and Taco Bell aren't two of them.
Well, but that's a kind of situation where you're not going to make a difference. It doesn't even, and even if you could make some difference on the company, like, it doesn't, the shareholder, you know, it doesn't hurt the guy. It has nothing to do with anything. So most of the time, even though I won't eat Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I won't go there either.
Yeah, fuck that. But other things that are close to that, that it doesn't, you know, like Cinemark or something. I think she has some rule against. It's just like,
not Cinnabon, though. We can still go there.
We're good for Cinnabon. But anyway, if it were like
darn,
that,
I can't go to the movie theater. Yeah,
where you want to go to something, but you're like, oh, I got to make a meaningless, absolute zero worth statement. But for you in this thing, like, you, it also just wasn't enjoyable to watch this
thing.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's the main thing. So, anyway, he's been on their team for 7 years, DeMarcus Cousins.
Jesus. Yeah. I can't believe it was that long.
And I had season tickets the first, I think the year before he got drafted and the year he did get drafted. I mean, they were like $10 seats. It's not like I was spending a lot of money. It's more that I went to
season
a zillion
tickets.
Yeah, I went to all the games. And I really wanted to follow a team. It's fun following a team that's young, that sucks, that you think like, oh, I'll invest early. And then if they're ever good, it's so much more of a payoff than the guy who waits till a team is good and then acts like he's a fan. It's just, I can't do that. There's not enjoyable. So anyway, long story, but I wouldn't go. I've refused to go. So they fucking finally traded his dumbass last week. And just got like nothing, like nobody even wanted him. They got a terrible trade.
Yeah.
Everyone around here is pissed off and thinks that the ownership's idiots and everything, but I'm super happy with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, part of my principled thing again is I made sure to go to the very first game that he's not at. Cause it just makes me feel good. Like I wouldn't go when he's there. Now he's gone. I'll give him all my money.
Yeah.
Here's all my money.
All the concessions.
Yeah, everything.
You bought an item from every booth and like taken. Yeah,
I just spent a shitload of money there actually.
Yeah, it's a great arena though.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really cool, and they won. It was perfect. But anyways, I was watching the game and then
got to stay on that. Man.
I know, sorry,
killing me.
I can't
eat
keep my body in the same position.
Well, move
your
body.
You're slung up there.
Keep your
Look at me. I'm sitting in a chair.
I'm completely restricted. I had Sam tie me in. Like I can't even. Moving is not an option for me. No, you can move your body, but just like don't just
you
keep
have
your
like
head.
You have like a Mark Twain Elementary gym fold-out chair set up for me.
Yeah, inside podcaster reference right there. But anyway,
it's like one of those wood. You know, those chairs are just wood, and you just kick them full.
Isn't that comfy?
Out.
We can switch chairs.
Fine.
We're in the. I don't know if people know this. We're in the same room right now, so we can totally.
Can you hear me on the other mic?
Got it.
Yeah. Okay, that took longer than I thought. I guess it's because the echo.
Yeah.
But I was watching the game and the halftime show came on. And for this half, you know, they always have a different thing. Sometimes it's guys on trampolines doing dunks. They did have that actually. It was more, it was like a medley halftime show.
I love those. Yeah.
They had the dunks on the trampolines. It was amazing. Nolan was like, couldn't even believe it. And then they did like a drumline type deal.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. They're terrible.
Oh, really? No, these guys are good.
Oh, okay. Different thing.
So I don't. There's not much to talk about with the drumline thing, other than it's if they do it right, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Because it's weird to think like, well, here's a drum, like a guy that hits something that makes a noise. That's one thing. But then when you have like 70 people doing it at the same time, it just creates this cool like, I don't know, chorusy noise of drums. It's fun. But anyway, after that, they had cheerleaders run out from like one of the local high schools.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And I was thinking about cheerleading, and I was like, why do girls do cheerleading? Yeah. Wouldn't it seem like, especially in today's age, that you would say like, hey, do you want to sign up, you know, talk to a girl, you want to sign up for cheerleading? A girl would be like, no, fuck that. So yeah. You're telling me the boys get to play like the sport.
Oh, man, I was hoping you weren't going with this because I was actually going to bring this up, but yeah, go on.
And then, so I'm just a girl. I don't, you know, they have girls sportswear, but I'll just dress up like a, in this stupid, you know,
yeah.
demeaning outfit and then dance
I'm
around.
I'm underage, by the way. That's totally perfect. Yeah. You have these fucking things in elementary school. You have these fucking cheerleaders.
Not even that. I'm not even talking about that. Yeah, even that is definitely true too, but even without that, even if no one was watching or it was all just kids watching, it just seems weird that, so what I was thinking when I was watching this is like, okay, this is something that developed in obviously the, I don't know, whatever, 20s, 30s, 40s, when it was like, boys play sports and girls, you can't do that. If you want to be involved, you can just dance around and we'll all watch you. And we still have
when
that.
When the sports, when there's a lull in the men doing stuff.
Yeah. That's totally what it is, and it's still happening.
When the men need to rest from being the most important, entertaining part of our society, then you can do whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. It still is that.
Yep.
And somehow no one says anything about that.
I don't get it.
It's so
weird. That's so funny. I didn't think you were going there, so I was going to bring up like the King's Dancers or whatever, which it's a little bit different, I guess, because you're supposedly dancing, and you know they probably have a bunch of training, and that's all great. I don't mean to talk down about that, but my reaction is exactly like yours. Like. Yeah. Why are we, isn't it weird that we're still doing this? Like, we still have, what's funny is that really what should happen is these attractive women should just go out dressed a certain way and just stand there. Because that's all it is for. Like, what's funny to me is, and I know that might sound more misogynist, but I'm trying to recognize that, like, that is what society is doing. Society is saying, like, well, we just want to look at girls. And then the institution of cheerleading is like, well, we have to like have some reason to exist. So then they do some moves or something, but that doesn't matter. No one.
That's what's annoying about it. It's like disingenuous to the women. It
is. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and the women believe probably that they're like, you know, we're out here. We've worked on this routine, and they do work.
Oh, they work the shit out of that. They probably work harder than I've ever worked in my life at anything.
And it's all it is, like you said, for the men watching is like, here's some girls dance with their butts. And their boobs. That's weirdest all it is. Thing. All it is. I don't get why girls.
Why do we still have it? Yeah, I don't. It's so weird.
Like, I don't expect men and the institutions to be like, we can't do this anymore. But I am puzzled that a woman is not like, hey, we're just like meat slaves right now.
Yeah, we're like,
why
Princess
are we doing
Leia
this?
In
yeah, let's just stop doing this. But they like. That's what was confusing is I was watching the girls do the cheerleading, and you can tell they like doing it. Obviously. They take it super seriously.
Oh, of course, yeah. They work their asses off.
So then you're like, okay, so should I not think that way? Because if they really enjoy it and they think I guess one thing that you could argue or not argue is that there is a difference between a good cheerleader and a bad cheerleader.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, and there's competitions, I guess, but the whole thing's weird.
Would you ever watch that if it were just...
No.
Normal, like a dude in a outfit, like you wouldn't care. You would not care about it at all. The only reason anyone cares is because it's attractive girls, and then they have to put a layer of bullshit on top of it, of like, well, this is really what it's for. But it's really weird. I don't get it. It shouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I couldn't decide if I mean,
at
I guess
least the
it could.
UFC ring girls is more honest. Like they're just like, here's my boobs. Like I'm holding up a sign. Like,
oh no, but these are
like
these
we
are...
need a sign to say what round it is.
I know. But these are elementary school girls, so they couldn't possibly do that. But we'll still have them do everything like that. Totally selling a body.
Well, that's even creepier.
It is creepy.
We're getting before they even are like, you know. Legally able to do this, we're getting them prepped, like ready to sell their bodies in this way.
But see, this is a lot of life decisions, having kids, like because my daughter, like I said, almost 8. What if she says, I want to do cheerleading?
That's a borderline for me. Like, there's not a lot of things that I'm going to do this with, but that might be one that's like, nah,
yeah,
like fuck that, that's stupid.
But I don't know.
Weird. I haven't gotten there yet. You're much closer to that stage of life, like. I don't know, because I think now I just think I'll be like, well, that's fucking stupid, but do whatever you want.
But you can't do that to your kids.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I was just going to ask you, like, can you do that to your kids?
You really shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
Well, but okay. Let's assume I'm otherwise a great dad. Like I do stuff with my kids. I'm not just shutting down everything. It's like I've been playing sports with them. I'm doing everything with them, supporting everything they want. And then like one day my daughter asked me, hey, I want to do cheerleading. And I go, nah, that's fucking stupid. Like, does that ruin their whole childhood? How's that work?
I don't think the person who says that's fucking stupid about cheerleading can also.
Oh, I'll fucking prove it.
Try it.
I will do it. Right now, this is going to be like a 12-year bet or something. I will do it.
There's going to be other things that you'll say fucking stupid. Right. Well, it's impossible.
Well, but okay. That's the question though. What defines a good dad? What's the average, like 60% of things that you're positive about? Is that a good? Or does that have to be like 95?
But the problem is they could be bringing you 90% terrible bullshit ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't. So what do you do?
Dude, can you believe the freaking thing you did on jump roping? God.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been, a year ago? It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's constantly like that. Because a kid, that's the problem. You look at yourself and what you've learned in life and how you impress, or how it doesn't matter to impress people or whatever. And you look at a kid and you're like, they don't know that. And there's no way they could know that. So they're just doing what their small monkey brain is. Their small monkey brain is telling them, I need to impress my dad or my mom. So they do stupid things that aren't impressive.
Dude, I was, this is an important update. So I had to go to Taco Bell again because I went to fucking In-N-Out Burger at 3:00 and there's a line forever. Mm-hmm. I just can't go anymore, I guess. And I needed food. Out. Yeah, like, so I saw the Taco Bell. No fucking line. Like, you can get Taco Bell.
I need to find that Taco Bell.
Yeah, so I did it. And, but the reason I brought it up is as I was waiting in the Taco Bell drive-thru for my food, I saw in a line of parked cars, I just see these little legs like flipping over, like just flipping above a car thing. I was like, why am I seeing legs?
Oh, yeah.
And I realized it's some little girl doing cartwheels or whatever. And I was like, how funny. That was the most important thing as a kid. You're like, I need to do cartwheels. Like I need to do some sort of form of jumping or spinning or whatever. And it's funny how you reach an age and you're like, I never need to do that again.
Ever. Not only do you never need to do it, you would be afraid of ever having to do that.
Well, there's just no, but as a kid, it seems so important. Like, no, I need to do this. Like, I need to get cartwheels done.
Yeah.
I need to be able to do them. I did the shit out of cartwheels. I guess it was a bit more of a girl thing.
I never did
thing,
cartwheels, yeah.
I did some cartwheels.
I'm trying to, I would try to support you on this, but I never did any cartwheels.
Well, but whatever the equivalent is. Like, I did rowdy stuff, like just jumping around stuff.
Yeah, we talked about jumping when jumping was all that mattered.
Jumping is the greatest thing. I didn't mean to suggest I did more cartwheels than jumping. Okay. I'm just saying I did so many jumpy-like things that cartwheels was a thing I tried at some point.
Yeah.
But it did feel important. Like you had to do this. And I remember thinking like, no, and then like you just said, you're getting your parents to watch it. Now I'll watch it. I got a good one now. Like you need to see this. It means nothing.
No, nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's what's hard about it. That's in essence what being a dad is.
Yeah.
You know everything they're trying to get you to watch is not important at all, but you have to do it. Well, you don't have to do it. If you don't do it, you're an asshole. So
yeah.
That's it.
But I'm gonna now if I have a kid, but
that's
soccer
why,
too. I'm not doing soccer.
I don't care about that. But that's why the cheerleading thing is weird, because it from a kid's mind, it blends in with every other thing. They don't know that.
Yeah, that's
you can't
true.
Convince them. They don't know.
Yeah, and if they have friends doing it or some shit, then you're done.
You just hope they don't, I guess. Or you talk to your wife. You got to get on with your wife and say, all right, I'll be fine with soccer and whatever, but cheerleading we're not doing. And
not
let's
doing
formulate we need to get together on this.
Yeah.
Because you could go to your wife and say the cheerleading, and she'd go, no, that cheerleading's fine. I don't really see a problem with that. And then you're screwed.
Oh, God.
Then you're totally fucked. Then you have to have a cheerleading daughter.
It's so weird.
It's the worst.
Just do it. Do like math. Do anything other than that. Like just spend the time doing something productive. Like there's no. It's weird.
Really, as a dad, you kind of just want to have an unattractive, overweight.
Yeah.
Loser.
No, I want to have a middle. Like just an average. I don't want an ugly kid, but I would. I don't want a hot kid. Like I want just kind of middle of the road. Attractive enough to when they want to, find a partner they can.
Yeah, that is perfect.
Yeah, that would be the best.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get that with Laura. Nolan, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Nolan rules, so yeah, I don't have to worry about him at all. He'll be the cheerleader. He'll be a male, totally straight male cheerleader, and he'll be the best.
Ah, man.
Male cheerleading, I'm fine with. Because there's nothing, no one's watching them.
Yeah.
Like, if they
literally
are watching,
no one is interested in a male cheerleader.
So no one's ever seen
a male
cheerleader.
Just doing it for some noble reason. Like,
yeah, they're
or
doing
they're
it.
Trying to get close to the cheerleader.
Which is also fine.
Yeah, that's also fine.
Yeah.
I don't have the timer as usual, as like I usually do. I have no idea where we are.
5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Time flies when you're not doing it on your own office.
Yeah, fuck it. Okay, no boner. You got this early. This is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sam has to go, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, we got time for something. What am I... Oh, dude, I got a funny one. I think I've told you this, but there's a movie that I know you probably would never watch, but it's actually pretty funny. Oh, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I've seen that.
So Lydia's a huge That Guy fan. God, I never remember his name, but that's like her boyfriend. She's a huge fan of That Guy. You know, the tall guy. He was in Freaks and Geeks and the...
Oh, really?
And,
he's ugly.
I don't know. She likes it for some reason.
Okay.
It's a good movie. I actually think the movie's really funny. He's a funny guy. But in that movie... So, you know, Mila Kunis is in that movie. And I feel like you would be a fan of
Mila Kunis. I love Mila Kunis, of course.
So there's a portion of the movie that, like... It's kind of hard to explain, but... There's a plot point in the movie where there's a bar, because they're in Hawaii for it, and there's a bar where, like, the men's bathroom has a bunch of pictures of chicks flashing or whatever, and, like, so somehow it's some bar tradition that you flash and then they take a picture. So there's a part of the plot that's...
Standard plot line.
Yeah, where Mila Kunis has her picture in there, and she's, like, kind of mad because, like, her ex-boyfriend made her do it or something or whatever. And at a certain point, it shows the photo. And I asked Lydia, I was like, is that really, did she do that? Like, did she take a photo and she looked it up and she's like, oh no, it's a double.
Hmm.
And I was thinking like, what does that accomplish? Like, what does it accomplish to have a boob double? Like, it's just, it's her face, like it's a perfect Photoshop job of just Mila Kunis, but it's not her boobs.
Hmm.
Like, what does that do? Because no, your average person is just gonna be like, oh, it's Mila Kunis' boobs. Like, I guess she showed her boobs. Like, does that, you know what I mean? Like, I can't decide. Would you do that if you were in that situation? Does it make a difference?
Would I lend my boobs for the double?
Yeah, would
boobs?
You be Mila Kunis' boob double? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Yes. Well, what's the pay like? I don't know.
Yeah. And then that's the other part is.
What are you saying? She should, like, I don't know, lack of a better term, man up and just show her boobs? Is that what you're trying to argue?
I don't think she should or should. I'm just arguing, like, does that make a difference? Like, if people think that's your boobs, does it matter that you didn't show them?
Oh,
you know?
I see what you're saying.
Like, it doesn't make a difference.
People already think they're seeing your boobs.
Yeah, they have
seen your boobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It is the same
and
thing.
And then I started thinking, like, how does someone choose the boob double? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Because
someone would have to see her boobs to say if those are like her boobs.
You would think, or she would have to pick the boob double, or like, people would just kind of agree. Like, it's a weird topic.
I bet cheerleaders go into boob doubling a lot after they're done.
That's the only thing they can do.
Yeah,
afterwards.
That's the last. It's the next
job.
Well,
and the other thing about, not to get too weird about it, but Mila Kunis has small boobs and the boob double had tiny boobs. And so it's like, if you're going to get a boob double, why don't you upgrade a little bit? Like, find like the nicest, you know, set of boobs you can and just, you know, make people think like this is what they look like. It's just the whole thing is
weird. That's
weird. The whole thing is a bizarre thing. It seems pointless. But also, I kind of get it, but I bet you 95% of people just think, oh, yeah, I've seen a picture of Mila Kunis' boobs.
And they don't want to hear otherwise. Like, you would never tell them that it's not her boobs.
Right.
So, like, I guess the thing I would wonder, how much detail goes into the boob double? Is it just find a girl's boobs, whatever, whoever will do it, it doesn't matter? Or do they really, like,
it's really weird.
Scientific about it?
Yeah, I don't know. But it really doesn't matter. It's the same thing with, like, I don't know if you know this, but in a lot of movies, they use, like, a fake penis if they're ever going to show. Do you know that? Like, they do that. They use a fake penis in shows and stuff. Yeah. I don't know why. You still think it's a real penis. Everybody God, dude, humans are the stupidest fucking things. We all know. We all think it's a real penis. Like, it probably looks close enough or whatever, because they're great at that stuff. But it's important that we not... show a real penis.
Yeah, we're not there. Yeah, like, we're watching it on the TV, so it doesn't matter if it's real or not. Like it's if so you were weird. There watching like a live studio audience, you'd be like, yeah. "Well, we don't actually want to see a real penis. It has to be fake." But if it's produced, it doesn't. What does it matter?
It makes no difference. It's the weirdest thing how we get weird about it. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I was just thinking about like how do you choose the boob double? Like, does it matter? Would I do that? Like, if I were in that situation, I would almost want. Here's what would be ideal. Actually, I think you would want people to not know. You'd be like, I want there to be a perfect confusion as to whether or not these are my boobs.
Yeah.
And then then show them or not. You know, like if you care. I think a lot of actresses don't even care and they just do it. But like if you were somebody who cared about it, which she must have been, otherwise they're, you know, like she would have had a boob double do it.
Maybe like, they are her boobs and they just put out that story. That's
another thing I thought of. Like, you could also do that. You could say, like, nah, it's not real. Yeah. And then just do
I wouldn't do that, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Oh, my boobs.
It's so weird.
Could be.
Yeah. She bluffed us. She double boob bluffed us.
It's funny talking about worrying about that. And then, like, when I went to the Kings game and I took my son and we went to the bathroom and he just took his pants off and his butt. And he put his pants all the way down to his ankles.
I was just going
to
say, I love that about
his
kids.
Butt. And then he turned around and he had his pants off and his penis and everything was out. And there's people. There's tens of people.
Yeah.
And he just, Dad, I'm done. And his penis and everything is everywhere. He doesn't even care.
It's so weird.
Doesn't care. And nobody cares. Everyone looking at him is like, there's a little kid with a penis. Who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. But if I turn around and my penis, I'll arrest it immediately. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a good example. It's terribly frightening. But even if I had anything close to an average sized penis.
Well, not only that, like the danger, like when you, turning.
That's true.
Because it could.
I've been told not to turn.
Yeah, don't turn too quickly because the whipping, force that happens.
Yeah. But let's just pretend I had anything remotely close to an average sized penis.
Yeah.
Why? Nobody would care. I mean, you just, there's a penis. Who cares?
Well, I thought you were going the direction of like, at what point does he start caring that he's showing his penis?
No, the direction I'm going
is. And I
want
to know, is that natural or do we teach that? Like, if you never taught him to care about people seeing his penis, would he just be like, I don't care, people can see my penis?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I don't know how. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it had to do with the chemicals that, like puberty or whatever.
No, but they do it earlier than that, way earlier than that. It's probably any day now, actually.
That's weird.
I'm running out of penis 3 days with my son.
You're running out of time to enjoy your son just showing his penis to everybody. Yeah. Oh, God, that's so funny. Nothing's funnier than the peeing with the pants all the way down to the ankles at the urinal. It's so funny.
I used to laugh when when the urinal is a little too high, he has to clench his butt cheeks, like squeeze his butt cheeks and aim up. So he's just sitting there with like flexed butt cheeks.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh, man, so funny. Anyway, on that note, hope you enjoyed this special extra responsive episode where we could hear each other perfectly. Although Sam wasn't in the mic, so you probably didn't hear him at all. But I heard him, thanks for listening. Sorry, no boner content, but hopefully you enjoyed the early episode in exchange for that. And we'll see you guys next week. Go to patreon.com/shoeshine if you want to get the next boner content or the next early episode.
Or by the 900 time you're hearing this, boner content from before.
That's true. There's a
you don't release
backlog.
That ever, right?
Yeah. There's a real boner backlog.
There's hours of boner.
Dude, there's hours of bonus material that's better than this.
Oh, way better.
Just go get it.
This is
idiots. God. Anyway. All right. Thanks for listening, morons, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.